KQED.
When the state legislature returns from holiday break next month, it will mark the start of a new era, shaped by voter-approved reforms and dozens of brand new members. The California Report's Scott Schaefer spoke with some of the freshman class and filed this report.
All right, members-elect, for the office of member of the assembly, please raise your right hands and repeat after me.
At a swearing-in ceremony at the state capitol earlier this month, nearly half of the state assembly members took their oath of office for the very first time.
Congratulations to you all.
The assembly's freshman class includes an astrophysicist, elementary school teachers, a Lebanese immigrant, and a cattle rancher. The youngest is 27 years old, a former surfing champion whose father just termed out of the assembly. Two-thirds of the members in both houses are Democrats, giving them a supermajority to do big things, with or without any Republican support. But addressing his new members after they were sworn in, Assembly Speaker John Perez set a bipartisan tone.
For those Republican members who are new to the Assembly, I want to state clearly that your voice is welcome, your contributions are desired, and your active service is needed.
As a men's chorus filled the Capitol Rotunda with holiday music recently, the newest legislators were busy hiring staff and unpacking boxes. Many were dressed casually. Wearing jeans and a leather jacket, Central Valley Democrat Susan Eggman reflected on her recent swearing in.
I was surprised at how emotional I got during the ceremony. I mean, it is really astounding to sit in those chambers.
Eggman joined the Army at age 18 and speaks with a kind of no-nonsense tone of the social worker that she is.
I did drug and alcohol counseling. I saw the epidemic go from heroin to crack cocaine to methamphetamine.
She later became a hospice worker.
And I just really found when you sit with people as they die, you learn a whole lot about living and what it takes to make the world, you know, the place we all want it to be.
A former Stockton City Council member, Eggman's top priorities are reducing the high unemployment in her district and increasing educational opportunities. She'll also be chairing the Assembly Agriculture Committee, where she hopes to address the water concerns of growers in the valley. Like Susan Eggman, Oceanside Assemblyman Rocky Chavez is Latino, but he bristles at the label Latino Republican.
When I was a Marine, for 28 years in the Marine Corps, I was never the Latino colonel. I was a Marine colonel. And I represented all Marines. And that's the same way I see it here in the 76th Assembly District and the same way I see it in California.
Chavez was Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. The experience gave him plenty of ideas for cutting government spending. Sitting in his spare assembly office with bare wood walls and a red and yellow Marines flag, Chavez recalls growing up in L.A. During summers, his father sent him to work in the fields with his uncle in Fresno. Chavez didn't like it, and he complained to his father.
And he said, if you don't like doing that, then get an education. So I think what he's actually teaching me is that the value of an education was to keep me out of the fields. That's how I read it.
Chavez is well aware that his party needs to repair its relationship with the state's growing Latino population. He says the GOP has become the party that just says no.
When the Republican Party was perceived as the ones who were stopping the future of their children, because they were not allowed to have an education, to college, and they know no future, that's when they lost the Latino vote.
Some of the newly elected Democrats won narrowly in relatively conservative districts, the result of redistricting and the high voter turnout of a presidential election. Sacramento Bee columnist Dan Walters, who's covered the Capitol for nearly four decades, thinks it adds an element of unpredictability to the new members.
You know, they have to watch themselves. They can't just fall in line and do everything the bosses tell them to. I think there's going to be some more independent voices to be seen among this class.
They're also going to benefit from term limits changes that allow new members to serve up to 12 years in one house. Freshman Democrat Phil Ting from San Francisco thinks complicated issues like health care and budget reform will now get more attention.
Things that have been lying around because the term limits weren't tackled, and I'm hopeful that our class plus the classes that follow us will be really taking a look at some of those tough issues that, frankly, the people of California are looking for.
Political columnist Dan Walters describes this as a unique and interesting moment in California government, a time when Democrats can use their supermajorities to make big changes, adding it's a time of possibility and peril for Democrats.
It's kind of one of those things is be careful what you wish for, you might get it. And now they have to be careful not to overreach, to overplay their hand, to go wild and crazy because California is not as wild and crazy a state as some people think it is.
The firewall against wild and crazy Democrat ideas? Governor Jerry Brown, who may have to temper expectations of unions and other liberal interest groups while also providing a reality check to rein in his own party's instincts for unilateral action. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.